Hello, my name is Dr. Latasha Schrader. I am a student advocate, school administrator, editor, and owner of Tempo Editing. I am pleased to welcome our guest, Dr. Candace Smith, to the podcast. Dr. Smith is from Richmond, Virginia. She currently serves in the following roles: an elementary educator, an adjunct professor in a school of education, and as a coach mentor. Dr. Smith received a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science from St. Martin's University. She went on to pursue a Master's of Education in Special Education from Virginia Commonwealth University. Dr. Smith earned her Doctorate of Education in Educational Leadership and Superintendent Credential from Liberty University. Her areas of research are reading comprehension and pre-service education. She has almost 20 years of experience as a public school educator and has taught students with disabilities, the gifted and talented, and English language learners. Dr. Smith currently serves as a coach and mentor for pre-service teachers. Her endorsements and certifications include elementary education, special education, English as a second language, and pre-K through 12 administration and supervision. Let's get started. Doctor, when did you complete your dissertation?
Well, I defended my dissertation July of 2021, and I was actually conferred the degree in August of this year.
Congratulations. That's an amazing accomplishment.
Great.
Which methodology did you use?
Well, my dissertation was based on a case study. I did choose a qualitative case study.
Okay, nice. Which writing resources do you recommend for those currently writing their dissertation?
Well, first of all, the dissertation is a major milestone. It's generally the largest type of underwriting or undertaking as far as writing that anyone has ever taken, probably up to that point in their life. I would recommend getting a good writing resource book, especially if you feel that writing might not exactly be your strong area.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting a good writing resource book. Of course, having access to the latest edition of the APA manual. I also had a book when I first started my dissertation process. I believe it was called The Successful Dissertation Writer.
Okay.
And that did help quite a bit. That was the early stage, and I just needed to get an idea mm-hmm. of what the chapters for the qualitative dissertation would look like. But I would say definitely APA manual, any other type of writing style books that may be out there that may help. There's lots on the market. And of course, connect with the resources at that particular school for writing for
yes.
at the graduate level. There's lots of resources at the school itself that would be very, very resourceful.
Absolutely. Do you have any time management strategies to share?
Yes. First of all, it's such a big project, so it has to be broken into chunks.
Yes.
What really worked for me is finding or setting aside days where I would only write, and then setting aside days where I would only research.
Okay.
And I actually learned this not by reading anywhere, but through trial and error. Early on in my dissertation journey, I would get up, say maybe 6-7 in the morning, or earlier than that, really, before my family got up. And I wouldn't really have a plan. I'd be flipping through online journals, flipping through journals for like maybe an hour, only to have written like 3 sentences, mm-hmm. if that.
Yeah.
So I had to set aside specific days to just research and then just write. And when I did that, I actually felt like I was accomplishing something. I didn't feel like I was all over the place. So definitely making a commitment to having certain days where you're going to research or write, and maybe mm-hmm. not the whole day, maybe a certain part of the day you're going to research, and then you're going to stop because you'll be looking at journals all day, and
right.
then you're going to really delve into the research and start doing some type of writing. It could work like that as well, but definitely having some type of structured time management system.
Yes, definitely schedule, make a timeline, and try to stick to it.
Exactly.
For sure. What did you do to overcome writer's block?
Well, I've always considered myself a writer. In fact, I am a United States veteran. And thank you. I was a United States veteran, and I was stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington. And when I left the military, I actually was an editor for the contributing editor for the post-military newspaper called The Guardian.
Okay.
And so I've always considered myself a strong writer. So I've never really had writer's block, but it has been more or less procrastination in the past. You know, other things come up, family's going out on the weekend, you know, you don't want to miss it. So I've never really struggled with the written word. It's just that initially I had those issues with, okay, I really should be writing and not doing this. But as far as those who feel like they may struggle with writer's block, I would say to going back to my previous answer, making sure you're just setting aside time to write, because it's so easy to have other tasks or other activities that you want to do. So set aside that time to write, and then just think about a certain area of the paper that you want to focus on. And I'm mainly talking qualitative dissertation right now, because that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to focus on chapter three, what about chapter three? Don't look at everything in chapter three, the methods, your questions. Don't try to look at everything at one time. Don't leave you really with a form of writer's block. You're not doing anything. But focus on a section. Today is not my day for writing, not research. Today I'm going to write on chapter three. Today, within chapter three, I'm going to work on my focus group interview questions. Mm-hmm. So it's being very specific, I think, will help with writer's block as well.
I like that. I like that idea a lot, because otherwise you get overwhelmed and then you don't know where to start.
Exactly.
How would you describe your dissertation journey in one word, and why did you choose that word?
I am going to say, it's so many words I could say, but I'm going to say, victorious. And the reason why I choose the word victorious is because I did struggle initially. I had some personal problems going on with my family, and I just couldn't get it together at all. And so I stopped writing. I just stopped writing, and I actually one semester received a NP for a non-progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually put out of my program for an entire year.
Oh, wow.
And it was so disheartening. I mean, I cried. I literally cried. And I just, you know, looking back on it, it doesn't change the fact that those issues were there. Maybe I could have dealt with them differently.
Mm-hmm.
But coming back after a year, having been away from the program, I had to petition to get back into the program. I had a very supportive chair. I just cannot thank her enough. She was by my side. She understood the issues I was going through. And she actually recommended my admission back into the program. But I say the word victorious because I felt stronger going back. I had a new mindset, a new mind frame. I knew that coming back this second time into the program, it didn't. And I still had a few personal things going on that I was wrapping up. But I had the mindset that I was going to get through it no matter what. I had made a list. A mental list. In fact, I even had to submit a paper list to my school saying, well, what are you going to do this time if you get, you know, these issues come up?
Oh,
so
wow.
I was prepared. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to get through dealing with X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back stronger than ever. I was able to, once I got back into the program, I was able to wrap up, do a few touches to chapter three. I flew through chapters four and five. And I set aside that time. At that point, I had done all the research. It was really writing at that point. I set aside the time to write. I was committed to it. And an overcomer. Maybe I should have said the word overcomer instead of victorious. But but both of those words are really applicable. But being victorious is a word that I would describe for my dissertation journey.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And that makes me want to just mention to our listeners that your journey is not going to be the same as everyone else's. It is your own.
True.
Don't try to keep up with anybody else. Keep up with their pace. Just do it at your own pace and listen to your body.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay to take a break. Don't add pressure that's not necessary.
Exactly.
It's hard enough to finish on your, you know, without adding any extra pressure or expectation.
Right. That's so true.
So I'm a bibliophile. I have to ask, what are you reading now, if anything? I know you recently finished, so you might be just taking a break, but
Well, not exactly. I am an avid reader, but the book that I'm actually reading right now, and I do read my Bible devotionals every day. But in addition to that, I'm actually I just recently accepted an adjunct professor position at a local college, and I'm actually reading through the book that I'll be using with the class. So it's called Arts Integration in Diverse K-5 Classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually reading that book right now for my fall class.
Okay, and that's coming up quicker than you would expect it to. This year
yes.
flew by.
Yes, it's actually on Tuesdays, starting this Tuesday coming up, the 24th, and it's going to run until December 3rd. It is a hybrid course, though.
Oh, okay.
So I'm actually meeting with the students every other week, and then and face-to-face, and then we'll be online in this Zoom form.
Oh, that will be interesting, the hybrid.
Exactly.
So good luck with that.
Thanks.
So is there anything else you would like to share about academic writing before I let you go?
Yes, well, and this is for master's theses, not just, of course, the dissertation journey. But I know a lot of times starting out, a lot of students, when they're in the coursework stage, they'll wonder, well, is this a good topic? What topic do I choose? And I just want to share a little bit of my experience. At the time, I, of course, have almost 20 years in education as a teacher. Most of those years are as a special education teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was doing my coursework, and I remember going to the campus for a cohort, and it was a class where we had to put together a binder that had several journals in it that would eventually lead to what we would be writing a dissertation on.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time I was thinking, well, what do I want to write about? What do I want to write about? And I told myself that, okay, I'll just write about special education and inclusion because, well, I'm a special education teacher and I'm in an inclusion classroom. Mm-hmm. I co-teach with a general ed teacher. So I thought that that would be the ideal route to go because, okay, well, it's a part of me. But eventually I strayed from that, and I strayed from it because I really had to think about what I was really passionate about, what I would go to no matter what each time to want to do research on.
Yes.
And it did lead me to my topic of informational text. I've always been interested in literacy and children's academic growth in the area of reading, especially with informational text, because it's so much harder for students or kids to understand than narrative text. It's not as predictable.
Right.
You know, you have your technical words. So I've always been fascinated with the reading of informational text. And that's why I ended up going that route. And I'm glad I did, because I didn't just pick something because it necessarily related to my job at the time,
mm-hmm.
but I picked a passion. So my advice is really think about something that you're not going to get bored writing about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's a big one.
Yes, because you will easily breathe this topic for several months and or years. So be sure it's something that you're really interested in.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
well, Dr. Smith, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today and being so open to sharing your dissertation journey.
Thank you for having me.
Listeners, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen. We all know time is priceless. Information about my editing services can be found at tempoediting.com. That's tempoediting.com. Last, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please follow and share with a fellow scholar.